Coast Mountain Bus Company, CMBC, says the union representing transit supervisors does not have realistic expectations, which is preventing both parties from reaching an agreement as the bus strike continues into its fourth day. On Tuesday morning, January 9, CMBC held a press conference to address CUPE 4500's latest demands, as well as to urge its members to reconsider their current expectations. Wages have been the central issue at the bargaining table, resulting in an impasse between the union and its employer. However, CMBC says its wage increases are consistent with public sector settlements. CMBC President and General Manager Michael McDaniel told VIA that the Transit Supervisors Union has unrealistic expectations that are nearly double what all other unions have accepted. It is asking for 25% wage increases over the next 3 years. The union asserts that CMBC transit supervisors should be paid the same as SkyTrain field supervisors, but CMBC says the roles are incomparable because the latter is responsible for directly managing employees. CMBC transit supervisors do not hire, discipline, or fire employees, according to CMBC. Could the transit workers' strike impact Metro Vancouver commutes? While the transit system hasn't been impacted so far, CMBC urges union members not to impact customers and their colleagues by escalating job action further. CUPE 4500 told VIA in a previous interview that bus delays are possible in the coming days, particularly with widespread snowfall in the Metro Vancouver weather forecast. The impacts of this action will be felt across the system in the coming days as buses are lost to unaddressed maintenance issues, and supervisors are unavailable to help resolve the many service interruptions that can naturally occur across the system, CUPE servicing representative Liam O'Neill told VIA. The threat of snow in our region will only make the impacts greater should the lower mainland experience substantial accumulations. Talks previously broke down between the union and CMBC after their collective agreement expired on December 31, 2022. The parties didn't start bargaining until October 16, 2023. The union voted 100% in favor of strike action on December 22, 2023. TransLink will communicate any impacts to service related to the bus strike as they are known. For real-time information about their route, customers should sign up for transit alerts, check the transit alerts page, follow TransLink on X, Twitter, or call the customer information phone line at 604-953-3333.